Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
50 minutes before Kelly made fun of my pants that I'm not even wearing today.
Well, because Justin, who we know and love, is wearing your pants.
Our intern.
Intern Justin.
I looked at Justin and I was like, you are wearing those pants the way they're meant to be worn.
The tapered pants?
Yes.
Let me see. Where's Justin at? Let me see how a man's supposed to wear these pants.
I think they're hammer pants. They're kind of...
Look at on Justin.
That's how I wear them.
That look works.
That's how I wear them.
You look great.
Justin always tells me I'm doing all right with my outfits, and then Kelly says I'm not.
Because those pants were made for Justin.
I'm going to trust Justin with my outfits. Justin, you've seen me wear those pants, right? Do I wear them right?
Yeah. Well, I've never seen you in them, but I just know that I just threw these on, and when Kelly gives you a compliment, you know you worked it that day.
Right.
So.
I mean, I have those same exact pants. Like
you
color and everything.
The exact same ones. Charcoal. All
yeah.
Right then.
But
actually,
way
then,
smaller.
Way
no,
smaller,
not.
A little bit tighter. Yeah, you're not supposed to be too tight on the butt cheeks, okay?
They're not too tight.
I have those in the jean sweatpants style.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not supposed to make a combo skinny pant and tapered bottom pant.
Yeah, because they're supposed to be a little bit tighter
tight
around.
At the calves.
Yeah, tight.
Bigger up top.
Yeah, and I'm wearing these gray joggers and no-show socks and then some shoes.
Because
that ankle, though, okay?
That ankle, though.
The ankle is back in.
That sexy ankle.
That ankle, though.
That ankle, though.
Put that ankle away.
Yeah, when are you here? On Wednesday again?
Yes, I'll be here.
I'll wear them then.
Yeah, awesome.
Are y'all going to wear battling pants?
Yeah, and I'll wear these same ones. I'll wash them and I'll wear them.
Justin and I are going to have matching outfits on
Wednesday. And we'll play who wore better.
Do you
realize? Well,
you did. Oh, no contest.
You realize you just coordinated your outfit for 2 days from now with another man?
Yes, I did. Pink sweater.
Yes, pink sweater, Looking like a pack of bubble gum.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like Pepto-Bismol.
looks like Big Owlicious.
It's Pepto-Pink.
Pepto pink.
I have a lot of pink clothes.
Yeah, you do?
I have a lot of pink sweaters.
You do?
I've got like 3 or 4.
I mean, that's
a lot of pink for a man to have.
All right. Well, we'll post a picture on Wednesday.
All right, Wednesday, same joggers.
All right, Samsies. Thanks, Justin.
Yeah, girl.
Good to see you. Okay, no?
Yeah, that's what he called you.
you
know why? Because you're coordinating your outfits for Wednesday.
You're right.
I feel
right?
good about that, too.
Girl.
I feel good.
Girl.
I feel good about that. Guys can coordinate, too.
Not 2 days in advance.
We can.
No. That's the beauty of it. When you wear the same thing that a guy is wearing, like we have the same underwear.
Oh, undie check.
Undie check.
Right. Oh, you guys are weird.
Oh. I want the orange ones today.
You go ball.
Oh.
I barely could get my shirt so tight
Close.
Down there.
It's all right. So it's Cyber Monday today. We do have, I don't know if Amazon's going to roll this out yet, but good news for you Amazon Prime people.
All right.
What?
They're going to start delivering stuff by drone, and they just put out their first commercial for this.
I just don't see how that's going to work. Huh? I feel like someone's going to get
hit.
Well, take a listen to this.
It's an Amazon drone, and after rising vertically like a helicopter to nearly 400 feet, this amazing hybrid design assumes a horizontal orientation and becomes a streamlined and fast airplane. In time, there'll be a whole family of Amazon drones, different designs for different environments. This one can fly for 15 miles.
What?
And it knows what's happening around it. It uses sense and avoid technology to, well, sense and then avoid obstacles on the ground and in the air. Back at the house, you're getting a message on your tablet to say that your Prime Air delivery is arriving, and it goes back to vertical mode and scans the landing area for potential hazards. This amazing innovation then lowers itself slowly to the ground, drops off the package, and flies straight back up to altitude.
Somewhere in your yard?
That's so cool.
It's just going to randomly pace. That's what they just showed on Kid TV you're watching. So basically, if you have a large pasture in your backyard, you're good. But what about someone like me? I don't have that kind of yard space. Number one. Number two.
Well, your house takes
anytime,
up most of your
I'm going
to
tell you, anytime somebody tries to GPS to my house, it takes them one block over.
Oh, it does?
It tells them to turn right a street over. So if the drone's using whatever, it could go to the wrong house. I don't see how this is
going to apartment complexes. How do they do this at an apartment?
You don't. It has to be just a house with a yard. But no, that's the thing. Is like, what do you need the drone? What do you need something delivered in that fashion
for? Because it's such a toy.
Unless it's a pizza. Like, unless I'm really hungry, I want the drone pizza.
Well, like with the regular delivery, they can kind of hide it on your front porch, kind of stick it behind something so it's not so visible from the street. What's the drone?
This one makes
dropped it in your grass.
Someone could follow the drone.
Ridiculous.
Running into each other, like drone traffic. You have to have a drone traffic control.
They have to fly at a certain altitude.
I just think this is a stupid idea. I don't know why we need this technology. Why? It makes no sense.
Basically, all the drone is doing is announcing to the burglars, hey, gift over here, everybody.
Yeah. Well, UPS
trucks. It's just landing.
UPS trucks are announcing the same thing. People follow those trucks this time of year.
Yeah,
they follow them and wait till they deliver something. And when the truck goes around the corner, they go get it. You
I never
goes. I'm getting security cameras on my front porch.
You need to.
I love Amazon Prime. I love it. I want to buy a shop and come home and have stuff waiting for me on my front porch. I love that. But I'm going to have to get cameras.
I never got a gift for my kids last year that I was supposed to get from my bio dad that he sent. He's like, hey, did you ever get the gift for Kaysen? And we never got it.
Horrible,
because somebody stole
people.
It.
And if you're, and I know some of our listeners are these horrible people. I don't like you.
Jeez, Kelly.
No, some of our listeners think it's their right, and I'm telling
they
you,
they wouldn't listen to us. They would listen to another bad show.
That's some listeners have stolen off a front porch, and they will call and admit it. I bet you right now, one of our listeners will call and admit they've stolen something off somebody's front porch.
If you're willing to admit you have gone up to a porch that was not yours,
and you can justify it,
and grabbed a box that did not belong to you.
Yeah, we're not talking Halloween candy or something.
I don't think anybody has, but let's see. 800 Kid Live.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. You have stolen something off somebody's porch, and in your mind, you've justified it because they don't need that.
All right.
All right, let's see.
Y'all, I've been around my Southern family.
I can
so
tell.
Much.
I can tell. You got the accent. Yeah. The attitude going.
The attitude.
4 days.
You brought Flo Town back here.
4 days
I like
in Florence, South Carolina. I'll do that to you. So back to these Cyber Monday deals.
Yeah. Speaking of Amazon, that they're supposed to give you the drone delivery now.
Yes.
Up to 55% off select Cyber Monday items. Make sure you find the Cyber Monday items, and you can get up to 55% off.
Yeah, but it's stuff I don't want.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's the thing. It's usually stuff that, you know. They have back order.
Yeah.
Well, this place, 6pm.com, has up to 91% off.
All right, let me see.
Outerwear.
Yeah. 6pm's always stuff on sale.
91% off?
That's pretty good deal.
It's
like a sale site. You know, like they always find.
But because of Cyber Monday, you get an extra 15% off the entire order.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Let's see. What
you want to pick up some pumpkin spice latte, tall venti with a drip drop, whatever?
No.
From Starbucks?
No.
25% off of orders, $60 or more.
No, $25.
$25.
This would be a good time to go to Starbucks and buy the buy coffee. I mean, that's the way you spend $60. You go buy coffee and mugs and stuff for the coffee lover, and then you get $25.
Yeah, if you get the coffee machine and free shipping, too, which is, that's always a good deal.
I'm just not a fan of the... Get this much off after you spend this. Get $500 off when you spend $5,000. Like, I don't want to spend a bunch of money to save money.
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
I just want a discount.
If you're looking for a laptop, Kelly, Dell Inspiron.
Okay.
The 14-inch is 50% off.
That's great for those who are looking for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not looking for one.
You know what I found as a girl, the things that I really only find good deals on for me and things I like is makeup. This time of year.
Yeah, somebody wrote us and said, hey, Jenna, talk about where to find the deal for Urban Decay.
Okay.
I'm guessing that's
makeup.
Yes,
the naked palettes. Yeah. That's what it is. That's what every girl loves. Because these things are about $50. They range between $40 and $60 for one palette.
Yeah.
Eyeshadow palette.
Mm-hmm.
But there is the Vault collection, which has all six of their famous palettes for about $160. So you're getting a great deal.
Somebody needs that much eyeshadow.
But if you've never been able, these things sell out. So the thing is, they just released this last month at Sephora. It sold out. And now today it's going, I'm hovering on the website because I think it's something I'd like to buy because you're basically saving hundreds of dollars here to buy this thing. So it has not been released on the website. It's going to be on Urban Decay, but they're going to sell out of it. So they said to hover on the website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, with makeup, I buy blow dryers, curling irons. Things that are pretty expensive as a girl getting ready. This is the time that you can get really great deals on makeup sets. Go to Sephora.com. They have like, you know, $100 sets for $20. It's great to buy gifts for people, too, when you get this kind of sale. You break them up.
Yeah.
Break up a whole. I know these guys are losing interest, but girls love this. You buy a set of lip gloss, break it up, keep a couple for yourself, give a couple to girlfriends. Mm-hmm. This is the time you can really get great deals on Christmas presents for girly stuff.
Girl stuff is crazy.
Yeah,
Kelly,
it is.
Your favorite store, Kelly, Target, has 15% off the whole site. The whole Target.com.
Right.
15% off everything.
My wife got a 25% off the entire purchase coupon.
Where'd she get it?
I don't know.
Okay, there's there's an online scam.
Oh, it is.
She has it physically.
She has a physical coupon.
Because there was an online scam about, say, 50% off or something, and I posted it with the link to the scam, and people still think I'm an idiot because I fell for it. No, I'm like, I'm trying to tell you this is a scam. Everybody's posting this Target coupon that doesn't exist.
No, they sent it to her.
Well, she got it, and I should get it. My mail's being delivered today after traveling so much.
Look for that, Kelly.
Oh, I'll be all over that.
We just talked about the Amazon drone. Maybe you could start your own drone system. Remote-controlled drones starting at $27.
Really?
Plus free shipping. We'll put this list up at kidnation.com too, yeah. But be careful, because I had an accident yesterday with my daughter and my drone.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
I had a little drone. I have one of these little tiny drones.
Yeah.
The cheap ones. No, they're not cheap, actually, but they're little.
Right.
Can I out?
No, she was running by it as I was flying it around the house, and it got caught in her hair, and it tangled it up. So.
Oh, my.
Oh, Kelly, my wife is mad at me.
Oh, boy.
Because it's my fault.
Obviously, it's your fault.
Yeah. If you're looking for a steak, Ditka Steaks.
Yeah.
Look at this, what I have in my hand.
I didn't even know Ditka made steak.
He does. Coach Ditka does steaks.
DitkaSteaks.com has 10% off with the KID code. That's KIDD. Enter that code, KIDD, and you get 10% off. That's for our listeners.
You're saying we have our own code.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
look
cool.
At this lollipop looking
these
steak
are the
right
really
here.
Good steaks too that you can send as gifts because they're freeze dry or they're in dry ice right
yeah.
when they come
yeah.
so they're
yeah.
all sealed up
dry aged.
And the delicious steaks yeah
you know how happy a dude would be if he gets this in the mail.
Oh my god,
wait, do you think I can just wrap this up?
Yeah. give it to full-on boyfriend.
Yeah.
Are we still on that?
Full on
boyfriend?
Yeah,
love
we got
to
find out about y'all's Thanksgiving hosting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we will. Jenna's got
what
fights.
I got from Dick. I got.
Oh, that's the filet.
The filet. That's what I always order when I go to a restaurant because it's the leanest one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Filet mignon.
Is that filet mignon?
Yeah, well, some people pronounce it like that, yes.
That's how you should pronounce it. That's how it's written.
Yay. JC, are you done giving out sales right now?
Oh, Reebok has 50% off any purchase site-wide, which is pretty cool. And the Body Shop, Al, we want to get your free body butter.
Okay,
body butter sale
today. I got to stock up for Al.
50% off site-wide, plus you get free body butter on purchases.
Oh,
The Body Shop, yes.
Oh, yeah, let's buy a lot of body
write that
butter.
One down, Kelly. That was a good one. And Express, 50% off of everything.
Earthing.
Plus free shipping. That's where I get my dress shirts. If you guys are wondering, if you want to get my.
All right.
Okay. Are you
Express
from Express Man? Yeah.
JC, are you ready for me to rock your guys' world?
Please rock our world.
I know you hear a lot of people say, "Oh, I have a great app. You got to get this app." But I'm telling you, this time of year, if you woke up this morning and you're just so beat down by the number of Cyber Monday emails you've gotten and Black Friday, I mean, over the weekend, your inbox was probably so full of junk.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have the best app that I've downloaded. I read about, and it is free, and it is called Unroll Me.
Unroll Me.
And this is the way without having to go through your inbox and clicking unsubscribe tiny at the bottom of the email.
Right,
because
yeah.
you don't want to be getting these annoying emails over the holiday season. They will do it for you, and it's almost like a Tinder app. You swipe left if you just want to unsubscribe. They will unsubscribe for you.
Huh, that's cool.
You swipe right if you want to keep it, and you swipe up if you want it to filter into some sort of different box.
Spam
it
folder.
The most user-friendly, convenient way to unsubscribe from annoying emails that you're getting, and it's called Unroll Me, and it's free.
It's free?
Yeah, it's relatively new. No, there's no catch. I've been doing it all morning, and I'm so excited. Cool. Clean up that inbox.
Clean up that inbox.
Interesting. I like that,
unsubscribe.
Jenna.
Unsubscribe. Oh, my gosh, it's better than rejecting people on Tinder.
Wow.
Unsubscribe.
Kelly, you asked for it.
Uh-oh.
Asked for people to call in who have stolen packages that did not belong to them, and we have a few calls.
I'm surprised.
Here we go. Talk to our boy Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Mike, you have done this. That's not his real name. I changed.
Of course not.
Of course. Mike.
Yes.
So you grabbed a package that did not belong to you.
Yeah, I did. And first of all, I got to say, like, you called the number and they're like, "Hey, have you stolen something?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And then they're like, "All right, hold on." So I'm like waiting for helicopters to land.
No, I'm not coming to get you.
We want to know why. Why'd you do it, Mike?
I live in a college neighborhood, sort of.
Yeah.
And there were some kids that were actually from Asia. I can't remember where they were from across the street from me.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I saw them like every day, and then I just stopped seeing them all of a sudden. And a package shows up on the front door, and I'm like, well, you know, surely they'll get it. 3, 4, 5 days goes by, and it starts raining really bad, and I'm like, I'm just going to go get it, you know, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
It's poured on.
Being a good neighbor.
Yeah, because what if it's electronics? It could get wet.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you never know. And they probably just went on vacation. They'll be back.
Yeah.
So a couple days went by, and they didn't come back. So I'm kind of curious what's in the box, you know.
So I opened
up the box, and it's like these really cheap, cheesy, like designer Chinese rain jackets or something with Michael Jackson zippers all over them. So I was like, yeah, I've really got no use for these. So the next time I saw one of the college kids like walking past my house, I just like gave him the jackets.
So you just gave him the jacket.
So you're like Robin Hood, kind of, but not really.
Yes, I just kind of donated them.
Okay.
All right.
There you go. He had, you know what? It was a justified.
Somebody can always justify it.
He stole it, but he gave it away. Does that make it a little bit better, Kelly?
Yeah, Mike. Let me ask you a question.
Robin Hood of porch thieves.
Mike, did the package have a name on it?
Yeah, it had a name on it.
You could have gone on Facebook and looked for them.
Oh,
maybe, possibly.
He knows where they live.
Yeah,
it actually turns out that they ended up going back home, and they never came back.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
All right.
Never missed.
You did a good deed, I guess. You gave it to somebody else.
Kind of.
All right, Mike. Thanks for sharing. There you go. How do you feel about that one, Kelly? Justified, sort of.
You know how I feel about thievery. I don't like it.
Okay. How about Jessica?
Uh-oh.
Jessica says she stole from a neighbor but has a good reason for doing it.
See, there's always a reason.
Always a good reason, Jessica.
Justified.
All right, Jessica, what did you grab?
I stole my neighbor's Amazon packages for a few days because they hacked into our Amazon account and were ordering things with our credit card.
Oh. Okay, well, there's a good reason.
That makes sense.
So you were getting that to, like, call the police and have the evidence?
Yeah.
What did they order on your account?
It was around Christmas time, so they were ordering stuff for their little kids. So it's sad, but at the same time.
Yeah, technically it's yours.
How did you know that ones that hacked in?
Well, I have some brothers, and all of us are over the age of little kid gifts. And my mom was being alerted that, like, hundreds of dollars were being spent on her Amex.
Whoa.
On things on Amazon, and so my mom checked. And the Amazon account had, like, a bunch of things shipping. And, of course, Amazon tells you where things are shipping to.
Yeah.
Like, these people were kind of idiots. And so we started opening the boxes, and there were little kid gifts. So, like, the police got involved. And
oh, man.
They are no longer my parents' neighbors. But it was really fun for a week trying to steal people's packages. I will not lie. Because we knew we were doing it for good reasons. So
it was your stuff.
Technically,
it was your stuff because you paid for it.
Mischievous
fun. That is a legitimately justified reason.
Allowed.
Oh, you missed.
No, that's not what I meant to hit. I don't know. That one's allowed.
Okay.
That one's allowed.
All right. Got one more?
Yeah. Let's see if this one's justified.
Uh-oh.
Yolanda.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you missed
it. There we go. That's why I needed it.
Yolanda.
No, I'm not. I'm mixed, but I'm mixed with German and African-American.
Oh, okay.
Shut up.
I take back my Mexican.
Take it back.
Okay.
Nobody knows who to shout out now.
I'll shout now.
What did you do, Yolanda?
Okay, and I think mine is justified, too, and I know it's not right, but we had a mom a neighbor who would harass our kids, like, at the bus. And, like, my kids are, like, 2 and 3, so, like, all the club moms, we call ourselves club moms, you know, when you get moms all at the bus stop. And she would harass the kids. So us moms, we didn't know how to get back at her. So we would, like, take her packages. And some of us got some good stuff. Some of us didn't.
Oh, my God!
You kept it?
We didn't know what to do.
That's illegal, right?
I think so.
I'm sorry?
That's...
Okay, so
you're a little mommy crime ring. This is like you don't understand.
Oh my God.
This is like a script for a movie.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And we didn't want to sit there and, like, but she would call our kids, like, hoodlums. She's like, I'm missing. She would ask us, and she's like, well, I bet your little hoodlum kids took it.
You're like,
and
no, we did.
Not a hoodlum mom.
The mom
did.
The kids didn't. Yeah, us moms did it. But, you know, you have no right to call our kids that. So we're all like, okay, we're going to get her. Because originally we were all like, okay, we're going to, like, put all our dogs on her front door and just tell them to go to the bathroom or something. And we're all like, no, let's start taking them.
What kind of stuff did you steal?
Yeah,
what's the best thing you got?
Different things. Like, she would get, like, high expensive, like, meth mascara. Like, who buys mascara that's expensive?
Jenna.
Yeah.
Like, to get mascara for the same price.
Wow.
So, like, some of us got some good stuff. Some of us didn't. I got a book that I've had for 20 years now that's really, really boring.
Wow.
But it was the principal.
Yeah, yeah.
You had to steal it.
We didn't want to. I mean, most of us did kind of feel bad. But, you know, we're all like, okay, you want to mess with our kids? We're going to mess with you.
Whose idea was this?
And don't mess with women's children. Know. You know? I guess that's...
It was Mary's idea. Mary.
Somebody started, but you guys had the pact and like, we're going to take this to the grave.
Well, yeah, it started with one mom was like, I'm just going to take all her mail and like, take all her bills and just leave all the junk mail. Because none of us want junk mail. We just throw it in the trash anyway.
Yeah.
It's a federal offense.
It kind of went from there. It went from, let's take her Good Home magazines and take markers to them, to the recipes, so you don't know how much you're supposed to put into it.
Wow.
And then it went, and then one of the moms was like, I was like, okay, let's take a package. So I was like kind of the first mom to take the package.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Thank you.
Your question's answered. It was her who started it. All right, Yolanda said they did it because the lady was mean to their kids.
So they can start stealing stuff off a porch in the mail. Oh, boy.
Man, again, remember, it's that season, so watch over your packages very closely, especially if you live by Yolanda.
Yeah, watch out for Yolanda, especially.
No, she doesn't do it anymore, she says.
Don't steal packages this season.
Right. And definitely keep your eye on your bank statements and your Amazon account, just in case somebody does hack into it. Good reminder right there. I guess you're right, Kelly. People do listen
and justify
too.
It.
And justify it.
See, probably, I told you, people do it, but if I have a way to justify it, then it make me bad.
Sure.
She was mean to her kids.
Sitting in a carpool line right now. Yeah, I stole some stuff off of somebody's porch.
What'd you get? I got a book and it's boring.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly Raspberry, when did you get back from Flowtown?
Yesterday afternoon.
No problems? Because there was bad weather around the country.
In Florence, South Carolina, God's chosen country, apparently. It was sunny and gorgeous.
Was it really?
Yeah, it really was. Had beautiful weather the whole time I was there.
Yeah? So, take us
flying out on Wednesday, you know, everybody gets you all a panic the day before Thanksgiving. There was nobody in the airport. I thought there was going to be all this extra security. I didn't see a police officer. I didn't see anybody. I mean,
really?
I just didn't. I was
got
just
right
like,
on the plane.
No TSA.
Well, Kelly, when you're flying private, like you roll.
I didn't fly private.
Because they the news does that. They'll send a guy out there.
And there's nobody out there.
And he'll make you feel like if you don't get here 3 hours early,
you're not going to make your flight.
I get anxiety when I'm not even traveling.
Right.
Not a problem. Coming back was a different story.
Okay.
I mean, the airports were crowded coming back.
Yeah.
But I had no incident.
So you flew up to Florence, South Carolina Wednesday.
Right. Flew out Wednesday. Tommy Jean met me at the airport.
Yes, your high school's buddy.
My best friend since fifth grade.
Yeah.
You posted a picture right away.
She looks awesome. She's lost a ton of weight. And, of course, I'm terribly envious, which is the point of losing weight, to make your friends jealous and hate you.
Huh.
So she succeeded. And she took me over to Aunt Velma's house.
Oh, yeah, Aunt Velma.
It was late, but Aunt Velma had a pot of soup, and she made me a bowl, you know, to feed me before I went to bed.
What kind of
soup? That's what we do.
what kind of soup?
It was a vegetable beef, sort of, with pasta.
A little broth.
Delicious.
Was it brothy?
Very brothy.
I love that Kelly hesitated before she said beef. Like she wasn't sure.
It was vegetable beef. It was beef.
Beef,
yeah.
Yes, right. Because it had some of that good beef grease in it.
Yeah. Mm. So, not that roadkill beef.
This is
real beef.
This is soup.
Vegetable swirl.
So the next day we got up and we got dressed.
By yourself or Emma Kelly with you?
I was by myself. It was Freddie's year to have Emma Kelly.
Oh, okay.
So we got up and went over to my cousin Cindy's house.
Cindy,
she's doing great. She loves you, Big Al. You know that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But Cindy has three daughters. Two of them are married. One's engaged. One's pregnant. She is the married one, thankfully. And, no, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. So anyway, for those of you who are pregnant, and I'm not, you know. Anyway, Cindy loves to break out all the hosting stuff. You know, you buy these things and you never use
them.
Like, no, but like. The,
fine china.
The carts that you put
the mixed
drinks on, the pretty bottle stoppers that light up, the cheese trays you never use unless company's coming. So she puts out every decorating, hostessing gift
that
they have.
Fun.
She decorates her table. It's luxurious. It's just everything is over the top.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin Grayson's husband, Will, fried the turkey, did a great job again this year. We had fried turkey, and my aunt made a big bowl of collard greens just for me. I let everybody else have some, too. And we had my Aunt Vilma's homemade biscuits, and we had my cousin Brookie's. Oh my gosh,
cousin Brookie. Recipe.
That's a new one, cousin Brookie.
Yeah, what's up with cousin Brookie?
Yeah,
Brookie.
Yeah. Brookie. What's up with cousin Brookie? I never heard you talk about cousin Brookie.
Yeah, Cindy's was Aunt Velma's firstborn son.
Oh, okay. Oh, dude.
Yeah, Brookie. Well, because his name was Herbert Brooks, and his dad was Herb.
Herbie Brookie.
Herbert Brooks. So Uncle Herb, and then Brookie, and then Brookie had Herbert Brooks Lane the third, and he became Trey. So Herb, Brookie, and Trey.
Got it.
But Brookie also had triplets. One's named Brooke. It's very confusing.
There's a lot of Brookies.
What are the other triplets?
Brooke, Brighton, and Blake.
Brooke, Brighton, and Blake. The three B's. BBB. All right. Go ahead.
We're trying to get to know your family.
Yes.
Yeah. We weren't able to make it.
So we eat and we just load up. We're miserable. And then we all go home to rest. That's what my family likes to do. We go rest.
Yeah.
We're big resters.
A big meal, you have to. What time in the afternoon is dinner?
Lunch was about 12.
Uh-huh.
12:30.
Okay.
And so about 4 o'clock, we all went home to rest.
Because you're going to have another dinner
Because you're
going
to come back and eat all the leftovers at night and play games.
Yeah.
And play games. Where was Red Raspberry, the secret agent?
Well, he's passed away.
Oh. What about Cosmo Brockington? Was he there?
Sorry.
Cosmo
wasn't there.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'm trying to think of the other.
My neighbor named Cosmo Brockington.
Velma's there. Roll call. And Velma.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Cindy and Randy.
Where's Daddy Boy?
Daddy Boy.
Oh.
I was missing
where's
somebody.
Daddy Boy?
He's dead.
Daddy
Boy died when I was 2 months old.
Jeez, Al.
I'm sorry about Daddy Boy.
She has so many stories about Daddy Boy. I didn't know he died when you were 2 years old.
I was thinking of Granddaddy Earl.
Drunk Uncle Malcolm invited to this one?
He wasn't there.
I got to sit down.
So anyway, all the family. So we came back to play games, and for some reason, my cousin Cindy, she's very embarrassed, decided to play bingo. Mm-hmm. We did that mostly for
the kids.
Little one. Yeah, Hayes. So we played bingo, and then we got out catchphrase, which is the funnest game ever to play with your Aunt Velma.
But there's a whole bunch of phrases in South Carolina that a lot of people are not familiar with.
Catchphrase is the game where you have the machine, right?
It's a little round disc thing with a button on the side. You slam it to make the words change. And it's either going to be a word or a couple of words.
It could be a celebrity. Yeah.
Okay.
And you have to you have your team, and you describe the word to your team without using any of the words in the word you're describing. So if it is a baseball hat, for instance, you say, this would be what you wear on top of your head when you're playing a sport. And then people would start guessing, helmet, baseball hat. Oh, yes, baseball hat.
Boom.
Pass it to the next person.
Yeah, and every other person is your partner, if that makes sense. So that's how you do teams normally.
Yeah.
No, like we just do it back and forth with two people, and we divide up like four against four, and Aunt Velma and
like a tournament.
Well, it doesn't matter who Aunt Velma's going up against, because when it's Aunt Velma's turn, we don't care if the buzzer goes off or doesn't. Mm-hmm. We let her keep going until she gets it right, because that's the funnest part ever.
She freaks out.
No, she doesn't care.
Oh,
and she even if she's on your team, she thinks it's so funny when you don't get it. She's like, nope. We'll say, is it a lollipop? Nope.
So she has all the time in the world.
Aunt Velma, you're supposed to be helping us.
Nope.
It's so funny. So my cousin Trey is sitting behind her shoulder, kind of helping her, because, you know, the words are really tiny.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of whispering in her ear to help her figure out what the word is in case she needs help.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first word, I don't know if we're going to play any of the audio. She's like, oh, yes, is this... This is highly edible.
Everything.
It's so good for you. It's full of iron. And little Hayes starts saying, milk, it's good for you. And we just start naming out, you can put it in cereal. And everybody's like, nope. And finally she said, that one's gone. And she passed.
What was it?
It was raisins.
Ew.
This is highly edible. It's so delicious. We're like, what? Raisin.
We should fly her in just to play with
it. It's a dried grape. Yeah. Just say that. No, it's highly edible and full of iron. And
so no fights broke out?
No, we're laughing. It's so funny. We never film it. I said, this year I'm filming it.
Right.
Then Trey leans over and whispers in her ear the next one because she passed on raisins. And she's like, oh, I know. She's like, because we've been talking about me dating on Tinder and stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, I just, because my cousin Suzanne, she's, you know,
were you tendering out there?
I was cousin Suzanne.
I did, and I shouldn't have. I was trying to help my girlfriend get on Tinder, and I was helping her with her profile. So I swiped right, and I shouldn't have. Because now these guys wanted to meet me in Florence. I'm like, I can't meet you. I'm leaving. You know, it was bad. I should have done that.
Kelly's breaking hearts in Florence.
I felt really bad about that. I shouldn't, because that's, you know, anyway.
How's cousin Suzanne doing?
She's doing great.
Really?
She's single.
She's single.
Single again.
That's you like her out?
Yeah. Yeah.
And now, if she goes back to that man, Suzanne, if you're listening, I'm going to be mad.
How is Cousin Suzanne related to Cousin Cindy?
They're sisters.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so, okay. Yeah. So Aunt Velma gets it, and she starts saying, oh, I don't know if we're going to play the audio. It might be too messy. Is it too messy to play?
Yeah. I think if we were going to play it, we would have played it.
Yeah, too many loud laughing. Anyway, she's like, so Kelly, she goes on these dates. And we're like,
Tinder.
Tinder, yeah. Facebook, internet. You know, we're just throwing out what, because we've been talking. Nope. And she's like, so she goes on these dates, and she's doing her hand. You have to watch the video. I'm sorry. I'm not explaining it.
She's sassy.
And everybody's laughing. It's like, what is it, Aunt Velma? And she's going on, and she goes, nope. And she goes on these dates, and she is, what?
Pregnant,
she's dating. She's, you know, in love. Nope. She goes on these dates for a, what is it, Aunt Velma? What is it? And finally, Trey behind her head holds up one finger, and my cousin Victoria says, one night stand? She said, yes. It was a one night stand. I'm like, Aunt Velma.
She put you on blast like that.
But I don't do. I said, why couldn't it be? It's a piece of furniture that's next to your bed.
Uh-huh.
Nightstand.
Yeah.
A single one night stand. No. Kelly goes on dates.
Well, so Aunt Velma basically called you a floozy.
They know you. They know you well.
Yeah. No, they don't. It was so funny. If you could, everybody's like, we can't understand what y'all are saying because we were laughing so hard.
That is great.
But it's on my Facebook page.
And you shot guns. And
went out. Yeah, my cousin Jency, she lives out on Clausen Road.
Cousin Jency.
The old Clausen Manor. That's Wanda and Brookie's daughter, Jency. And they have this big property behind the house, and it's gorgeous. And that's Will, my cousin Grayson's husband, who fried the turkey, has an AR-15.
Have you ever shot before?
Never. It's the first time ever in my life.
Wow.
I was super hungover, so I went and got a pedicure with Diana, and then I went out to see what my cousin Jency and they were doing. That's why I'm wearing flip-flops. Everybody's mad at me for wearing flip-flops.
Yeah, you don't
I just got a pedicure.
Flip-flop.
I can't put on safety shoes when I just got a pedicure.
So you're hungover from catchphrase.
No, I'm hungover from we went out the night. Okay, that
from
was
a one-night stand.
Friday night we went out. Friday night we went out drinking, and then Saturday morning I'm sick as a dog.
Uh-huh.
Had to get a pedicure to make myself feel better and go shoot guns.
That's a raspberry
thing. Second shot, I got it. I hit this bottle, and you can't see it what I hit, but I hit it.
You hit the bottle.
I hit the bottle, yeah. I was
well
really
done.
Proud.
Thank
you.
That's how you had the hangover, because you kept hitting the bottle.
That's how you guys played Spin the Bottle, too, you posted.
My cousin Cindy has...
Oh, that's when Uncle Drunk Malcolm showed
up. My cousin Cindy has one soon to be a son-in-law, because she has the best looking, nicest son-in-laws ever. The big family joke is, whenever we get together, we love to play games. And she says, when we go play Spin the Bottle. That's my cousin Cindy.
What's the relatives?
Joke.
Wait, so your kids and cousins?
Yeah.
So, her son-in-law, Nick, made a bottle and gave it to her. It was funny, and it was a Spin the Bottle bottle for her to play.
Oh, I love it.
That's the joke, though. Yeah. So she wants to play Spin the Bottle with family.
With cousin Cindy and Suzanne.
Yeah.
She wants to play with her good-looking son-in-law.
Yeah.
Right. They're gorgeous.
That's
Malcolm
great, just Kelly.
On the door.
Yeah.
We have my family. I'll put them up against anybody's family. I'm so lucky to be born in my family.
There you
I'm
go.
So happy.
I just want to meet Aunt Velma.
Time. Aunt Velma's great.
And Kelly, we are all so thankful for you returning with this accent. All the texts coming
bad.
In right now, reading
it's
them up
so
there.
Bad.
It's like, Kelly's so much more country. Kelly's accent's really coming
it's
out.
It's really bad. I'll get better in a couple
Kelly,
weeks.
You're extra country today.
Dang twang.
I can't help it. I'm sorry.
No, keep it. We like it.
I'll start thinking about
Man.
It.
Oh, that's
was
good.
Devastating news about Daddy Boy.
Sorry about that.
Oh, my gosh. Daddy Boy died when I was... That was Mother
2 months old. I know.
Was 2 months old.
We'll pour some out for the homie.
Breaking my heart
during the break.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We are getting some text messages and messages asking, what happened to Beat the Bank? We're going to go ahead and concentrate on Christmas wishes from here until the end of the year.
Yeah, trying to help some folks out.
Yeah, and so we'll put Beat the Bank off to the side for a minute. The
bank is temporarily closed.
Yeah, just so we could...
Little sign they always have in the bank.
Yeah.
We're observing Christmas, the Christmas season. So the bank will be closed. The bank will be back open at a later date.
We'll observe Christmas wishes. And speaking of that, if you know of a family or someone who needs a Christmas wish, somebody had a rough year, maybe somebody lost their job and they couldn't find one this year, and maybe Christmas is not going to be happening for their family, let us know about them at KidNation.com. Nominate that special family that deserves a Christmas wish.
And, or a family that's... really having a hard time due to maybe a death in the family or sickness or something. We do this thing called breaking and entering Christmas every year where we go and break into someone's house and try to make Christmas happen for them. So if you know somebody in that situation, tell us about them as well, and we'll try and see if we can hook it up.
I think it's all the same pot that goes.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, sure.
Pretty much. Yeah.
We'll try to do that. We'll bring it to you.
Pretty much exactly the way it is.
Yeah. Al's trying to help out, though, with the, I understand, Kelly. The breaking and entering. Easier if they don't have an alarm system.
A lot easier.
Jenna, congratulations on surviving the turkey drop.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is the turkey drop?
The turkey drop.
But thank you.
Oh, the turkey drop, you ask? That is when somebody is dumped over Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that
that's the turkey drop.
Too, especially to be really full.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then get dumped.
I would think that would happen right before Thanksgiving because you don't want to take them around your family or something.
No, I guess the turkey drop. Over the Thanksgiving weekend, so you don't have to spend Christmas time with them.
Oh, yeah.
Or it could be a result of taking them to your house for Thanksgiving, saying, this ain't going any
further. Horribly wrong.
Yeah.
Now, I know, Jenna, you were extremely nervous for this past weekend because Sorta Boyfriend is now full-time boyfriend, and he invited you over for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes, I wasn't. Actually, let's change the wording of this. We were hosting. We.
Oh!
I want to say we. We hosted some family at his place.
So soon to be our place.
Hopefully. Hopefully.
Yeah. Jenna's got a drawer.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a key in.
Oh, I have a garage opener.
Oh.
So I get to park in the garage.
You could still lock the garage door, though.
Yeah. No, it's unlocked. So that is my key, I guess.
Yep.
No, it was great. My mom was in town, and he has a few other brothers and, you know, a niece and sister-in-law, that kind of thing. So I got real domesticated, you guys. I made a cherry pear pie from scratch, a pumpkin pie from scratch, orange bread, and pumpkin pecan bread. I'm crazy domesticated.
You're the baker.
I'm the baker. Yeah,
who
I don't really like
turkey?
To cook. But everyone, a brother of his, made a turkey. So everyone was really supposed to bring, kind of like a Friendsgiving. Yeah, everyone brought a dish. My mom, Candy, cooked a few things, which was really great. And it's enjoyable for us because if you don't know a lot about me, I'm an only child. Parents divorced. And I have, my dad's remarried and I have some family on that side. But it's usually just my mom and I over holidays.
Yeah.
So she really misses the bigger family gatherings, and we're out of touch with my dad's side of the family, that kind of thing. So it's really something that makes the holidays better for me. You guys know I'm always in a mopey mood around the holidays. I get really depressed because I'm alone most of the time, and then I think like all the other sad people alone on the holidays. So this was really nice for me to like have some family.
Okay. And it's a little nerve-wracking when your mom meets his mom because you never know how they're going to get along, and you're like, this could be a make or break for the relationship.
That hasn't happened yet. His mom is coming in this week and then for Christmas. So our parents have not met yet.
Okay.
So they are going to meet. Yeah, they are going to meet.
God, I hope y'all make
over
it
the holidays.
Christmas.
We are, because we're going on that trip on Christmas Day.
We're going on that trip. So
we've got obligations now.
I'm at least not going to get dumped before the trip.
Right.
We got plenty
of tickets.
No, it's fine. It was wonderful. So,
okay.
So I'm domesticated. Great, check. He really appreciated that.
Right.
But he won't see that again once over the holidays, and then that's it. I only cook twice
only
a year.
Only pies.
Yeah.
You got to go into the meat department.
Only pies, yeah. We had a lot of quality time together, though. A lot of quality time. Movie. I mean, we hung out every day.
Did they like the pies, the baked goods?
They love the baked goods.
They went over well.
Except the dog. I was taking a photo with the dog. I didn't tell anyone this. I have a photo for you guys.
Jenna Secrets?
Well, I was taking a photo with his brother. His brother got a basset hound puppy. So I'm taking a photo with the dog.
You know, whispering's not going to make it so he can't hear it.
The dog licked the pumpkin pie. I was trying to get a photo of the dog and my pies.
Because
I'm like, this is a cute Thanksgiving picture. The dog licked the pie. I didn't tell anyone.
Is that bad?
I worked really hard on that pie.
That's why you have to really, really, check out who you're eating, whose house you're eating over. Because if they got a lot of animals and stuff running around.
Yeah, they're a little dog drool.
There's going to be some dog hair and some remnants in
there. Yeah, there's definitely going to be some dog drool.
Yeah.
And did I tell you guys about the fight?
No.
There was a fight?
There was a fight when I went to see a movie.
And
I know
movie.
That tensions, we didn't fight. We were honestly so tired after eating that we didn't even make it to our catchphrase game. Everyone was like, let's just go home. We just ended up watching a movie. Everyone was so tired.
Okay. So you go to the movies.
So we went to a movie. We went and saw Spotlight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so kind of a serious movie. And I don't know. I get uneasy in movie theaters as it is. I love seeing movies. But, I'm the person that likes to sit on the end because I have paranoia. I want to be by the exit.
Yeah.
And I kind of, I kind of scan everyone, like profile as they come in. Just, I don't know what I'm going to do. But we're sitting there just as the previews, my favorite part, they're about to start. we hear screaming in the back of the theater. Two guys going at it, and then there's a scuffle. And so I'm there with boyfriend and two other friends.
And you're like, go protect
me. We all turn around like, no, everyone, it's funny, everyone's reaction. It's not funny, but based off where we are in this world today, everyone gets down. Because you think when you hear screaming, like, oh, my gosh, what's happening in the movie theater? So everyone immediately went down.
Duck for cover.
And then once we realized it was just two guys and you could hear, you know, the way two guys are talking, one was British. And so I'm like, oh, a British guy. Oh, who's picking on the British guy? And then I realized.
Picking on the British.
It's always the British guy that you're like, oh, he's
British
nice.
Are coming.
Yeah.
Because it's breaking the stereotype that we're always like, oh, British people are so nice. This was a drunk British guy. And he had instigated a fight by what we gathered. He was hitting on another guy's girlfriend or wife and who was there with her parents. So it was like a full family outing.
Oh, no.
And so some drunk British guy was hitting on him. The things that we were hearing in this theater, they didn't know what to do. They stopped it down because they were like, well, he started it. So we had to wait half an hour before a police officer came to separate.
The police
like
showed up.
International incident.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. And he was like, you just said you were going to do this to my girlfriend. And the British guy stood up and was like, yeah, and I'll take your mother outside. And and the mother turns around and she's like 60. She's like, what?
She's like, heck yeah.
She's like, bring it.
I still got it.
And then they didn't play the previews and they had to go into the movie. Everyone was so upset.
So we hate Britain again.
They don't get to see the previews?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's something else.
Oh, yeah. Tensions run high around the holidays.
Wow.
International incident in the movies.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was juicy. Everyone cheered when they kicked the Brit out.
Who was he with?
He had to do a walk of shame all the way down the back.
Oh, that's
and
embarrassing.
Everyone was cheering.
Was the mom following him, though?
No.
Leaping in her back. Car.
Yeah, she's like, what?
Where's my number when you get out?
Were you serious about that, mate?
It was funny.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
I would say if you have a pretty boring Thanksgiving, consider that a win. You know?
Am I the only one in the room that was actually going turkey shopping Thanksgiving morning?
Yeah, I had mine ready to go.
What happened?
Mine weren't thawed, and so I couldn't fry them.
Oh.
And I had this big turkey. Anyway, so Thanksgiving morning, I'm like, and I could tell it was still frozen.
Yeah.
So now I'm calling around, you have any unthawed turkey? I went into Walmart.
You're paying top dollar, baby.
I went to Walmart right by my house. And because I live by Walmart.
Yeah.
And there were no turkeys left at all, thawed or frozen. There were two hams, so I bought both of those. I had publicized that I'm going to have turkey dinner at the bar for people to come for free to watch football.
Sure.
I have no turkey. I have turkey dinner prepared at all the sides, but no turkey. So I had to go. I had to trade a turkey. I found a lady with a turkey, and I traded her my frozen turkey for her thawed turkey. And my mom.
And it worked out?
Yeah, my mom worked out. But it was close. I got it there 2 hours late.
I saw you turned away.
Yeah, how rude of Al. Al turned away
with
people.
Their turkey.
What?
Yeah. All I could think about was like, you were just like the innkeeper that told baby Jesus no for you.
He told people they can't fry their turkey, even though he said that you could fry your turkey.
The offer.
It was, it was. It was from 6 to 9, but somehow on one little page of my website, it said until 11.
Oh, 11, yeah.
And so some people got
there. That's when I was going to come.
And some people got there at 9:30 or 9:40, whatever it was, with their turkey. Mm. And everything had already been put up, the turkey fryers and all that kind of stuff. So I had to say, man,
you're a turkey.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh, they were banking on that. What did they do?
I don't know. Oh. I felt so
not bad enough to pull back the fryer back
out. Not enough.
I couldn't do it. It's a mess. It's
Big Al Mac had two Thanksgiving fails for us.
Two fails.
Thank you, Al. Yeah, you made up for the ones that I didn't get to have this year. I got lucky this year. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You could also text the show. If you got turkey dropped, if you had a Thanksgiving fail, turkey drop is when you get dumped, like this one we got here from the text. So my boyfriend of a year and a half completely stopped contacting me on Thanksgiving.
Oh, radio silent.
It's now been 4 days, and I've had no reply or return phone calls since Thursday.
Oh.
So then I found out from his best friend that he moved back home to Mississippi with his family and decided it was too difficult to tell me. It was completely out of the blue.
Oh, my God.
But I guess he has to do what he has to do.
Well, dude, just give a person a phone call.
She doesn't. You don't need to be with someone that handles things that
exactly.
way anyway, you know?
He didn't do it
in
right.
In the long run, but that's rough.
You're better off
that's
without
him.
That's
about him.
Here's a Thanksgiving fail.
Okay.
So the in-laws decided to show up a few hours early
a few hours early.
And walked in on us, quote unquote, folding the laundry in the living room.
Oh, in the living room.
Good for you, Thanksgiving morning.
So that was awkward.
Oh, man.
Thanksgiving fail.
That's what he's thankful for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Al, you can feel this one right here. My cousin bought a turkey that they had to let thaw out overnight. Uh-huh. When they came in the house and opened the bag so they could fry it, it was rotten. The worst smell ever.
Spoiled. Oh.
Everyone was gagging. Had to throw the turkey out, and we had to go try to look for another one. Oh. Which is tough to do, as Al just let us know.
Oh, you could have gone to Honey Baked Ham.
Yeah, but the line is out there.
Oh, we got one.
Yeah.
I ate all the topping.
Mm. Oh, we have a Black Friday fail, everybody. Would you like to hear that one?
Sure.
Oh, yes. This one's compliments of Haley. Haley, what happened to you on Black Friday?
Well, I live out in the middle of nowhere, and so I had to drive 3 hours to get to Black Friday, and I was sitting there chugging Red Bulls, and whenever I got there, I saw the line was really long. It was all the way around the building. And so I had to go to the bathroom. But I was like, well, it's only like 45 minutes to an hour until they open. So I'll just wait in line. And whenever I get in there, I'll just rush to the bathroom because they wouldn't let me go in to use the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And so I was just sitting there in line and sitting there in line and trying to hold it. And it finally just got to the point where I could not hold it anymore. And I accidentally beat my pants.
Oh, no!
You poor thing.
Oh, no!
I am so sorry. That's the worst.
Oh no.
You peed your pants in Black Friday line? Oh
yes.
My God.
Because then nobody believes you and you're like, well, there you go.
Yeah. I told you I had to go to the bathroom.
How did that play out?
Well, I had gone shopping the night before. Like, we had went and I'd had some pants in my car, so I went to the gas station up the road and changed. And then I got back there 45 minutes after they opened, and there were tons of these. I needed the $30 Kindles, and there were hundreds of them. So I sat there and waited in line and peed my pants for absolutely nothing.
But honest, Haley, it felt so good when you did.
It's 5 degrees here,
yep,
so it actually froze before I was even able to get back to my
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh,
bless you, Haley.
Oh,
poor thing.
I'm sorry.
If your pee froze while standing in line waiting to buy a $30 Kindle on Black Friday, you might. Oh, my God.
Damn cool.
That is something.
That is hilarious. Thank you, Haley. I am sorry that happened to you, but you know what? Who cares? Nobody knows you. It's like nobody knows you. You're never going to see those people again.
You care in that moment.
Yeah, she cares in that moment, but in the long run, you'll be fine.
What if she had that? Man. I wonder if it froze like on her leg and she had that condensation freeze thing going down her leg.
Imagine that on your own.
Yeah. I don't think Haley wants to relive that. Let's go with Felicia. Hi, Felicia.
Hi.
Bye.
Not yet, Felicia. So what'd your dad do to you?
Well, my dad is actually an identical twin, and they are always in competition over everything. So I have two girls, and my uncle actually has three grandbabies, so my dad has two, and there's one on the way. Well, I was bringing my boyfriend to meet the family, you know, and he's never been married or has kids. So my dad gets my phone and texts him and says, I love you. I want to have a lot of babies with you.
Oh. He's just pranking?
No, he told me he was serious. He would like for me to have more grandbabies because his twin has two up on him.
Oh, how did your boyfriend react?
He knew automatically that it wasn't me. So he got there and he was like, he's like, who had your phone? Because I know that wasn't you because I've already got two girls.
Yikes.
Man, Dad.
You're lucky he wasn't like, oh, bye, Felicia. I'm done.
Oh.
Yeah. Man. You never want to let your parents get a hold of the good old phone there.
At least you didn't pee your pants.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. It could always go back to Haley. At least you didn't pee your pants at the dinner table. Another reason why cats are just the worst.
Bye, Felicia.
Thank you. Katie H.
Hey. Hey, guys.
Hey. How are you?
Katie H. Hey. I'm so good.
Please tell us why cats are the worst.
Oh, my God. Okay, so this kind of comes back to Jenna's story about the puppy licking the pumpkin pie.
Uh-oh.
So I had just finished
you know, icing my pumpkin cake that I had made, and it was sitting up on the counter. And I literally turned to wash my hands, and I turned back around, and the cat had then jumped up on the counter. It's like it aimed for the cake. It jumped right up on top of the cake and left two little paw prints.
Okay. So truth here. What'd you do with the cake? Did you re-ice it and serve it?
I totally. I had nothing else to do. I had to go.
That's the worst. You had to go.
Ran out the door.
Once people see how much like blood, sweat, and tears goes into making stuff like that,
you can't do that.
Yes, you can.
They had to go. They dig in the kitty litter.
Well, you kind of wipe it off.
They licked their paws. They're clean. They groom themselves.
So, did you have a piece of the pie, Katie?
I did.
See?
And it was good.
Can you imagine if somebody got a bite of kitty litter?
You'd think it was sand or something. I just think it was graham cracker crust.
Thank you, Katie. And let's go to Kate, who had a rough Thanksgiving.
Uh-oh.
Kate, what happened to you this Thanksgiving?
I'm the girl who sent the text about the boyfriend who ran off to Mississippi.
You got turkey dropped.
Turkey dropped super hard.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Have you heard from him since at all?
No, actually. Texted him a couple times, called him a few times. And, you know, we're the couple that, you know, hangs out all the time, talks on the phone all the time, and absolutely nothing.
How did you find out he had moved again?
From his best friend, actually. Me and him are really close. So he, you know, I was asking him, hey, have you heard from him? He was like, yeah, but nothing about you, just the fact that he moved to Mississippi with his family. And
How old is this guy,
Kate?
Yeah.
We're both 22.
22. Okay, so he's a young cat. He didn't. Yeah,
so there was no sign of this
Like, I promise you, like, we were texting Thanksgiving Day, midday. It was around 2 o'clock.
Everything is good.
The last thing we said was, like, you know, I love you. And he sent me, like, this mixtape that he had just found.
Oh, yeah.
Mixtapes.
Yeah. It was not a sweet one, but.
What was on the mixtape? Like, it's over? And
No. Was the new
End of the Road.
Lil Wayne. No Feelings Too.
No Feelings Too.
Wait,
he
so.
He loves Lil Wayne, so I think that's where we went wrong.
It's not very romantic.
No.
So
Do you think it was just, was there some family issues and he didn't have a choice or something?
No, because he's also the type of guy I thought, who would let me know, you know, like, hey, I'm going to Mississippi for a week, or hey, I'm moving back there, or whatever. Nothing.
You got dumped cold turkey.
Cold turkey. There you go, JC.
I'm sorry.
It's all good.
You going to try and hook it up with the best friend now?
Do what?
You going to try and hook it up with the best friend now?
Definitely not.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Getting a lot of calls about Beat the Bank. Like, hey, what's going on?
Can I get on Beat the Bank today?
We're closing the Beat the Bank just for the holiday season.
I love music right now.
We dropped the beat. We're going to do Christmas wishes.
Moroccan, isn't it?
Bollywood.
Sorry, JC, what are you talking about? We don't care.
Beat the Bank, we're going to hold it off until after Christmas because we're doing Christmas wishes and we want to concentrate on that. So if you have a family, you want to nominate for a Christmas wish while we drop the beat here.
Throw me those glow sticks.
Please go to kidnation.com and nominate that family.
I'm half asleep.
Finger symbol thing.
Yeah.
This Christmas wish endorsement brought to you by Diplo and Skrillex. Maybe. So, Jenna, you were talking about now that you have a full-on boyfriend, free passes.
Yeah, as soon as I get a new boyfriend, I like to lay down some laws and talk about my 11 free passes I'm still trying to
11?
Round down. Well, I wanted 5, but I'm at 11 needing to round down to 5.
The 5. That's what we found out based on the show Friends. You're allotted 5 free passes.
Really?
Celebrity
yes.
free
I thought
passes.
It was 1. Okay.
Now, we all have them. Like, oh, yeah, I have a free pass. But would you ever go up to that celebrity if you were to encounter them and let them know? Like, I've always wondered that. Do people actually go up to these celebrities and go, hey, this happens?
I guess yes.
You guess yes?
I would think so. I'm going to tell Harry Styles this week.
I didn't think people did, but apparently they do, Kelly. James McAvoy, who's in the X-Men movies, he talks about what happened to him.
Met her and her fella, and then she came up and said, afterwards, she went, so you're my allowance. And I was like, excuse me? And she went, you know, he's cool with it, and you're my thing. And I was like,
he's not cool with it, by the way.
Yeah. By the way, that's a whole other story. Yeah. And I was really sort of, like, taken aback by it. And I was like, I'm married, but thank you very much. It's very, very nice of you. And then she said this thing that was, like, it was meant as a compliment. And she was trying to get me to do stuff, but it was still really backhanded. And she went, because, you know, a lot of girls would be after somebody like Channing Tatum.
So she actually walked up to him while her dude is there and said, you're my allowance, you're my free pass. And
what's a person supposed to say? Thank you, I guess.
Yeah, like, what do you say? Like, okay, let's go to the hotel room.
I've told that before.
That you're the free pass?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You just say, oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. You don't do anything about it.
In person?
Yes.
I have too, for sure.
Yeah.
I think maybe like on Twitter, but like, did you take advantage?
No.
They're usually what they're saying. I mean, listen, my experience, you're uncomfortable and you are flattered. But I'll say something like, no, but you're like the girlfriend saying right there. I'm like, but she's beautiful. You have a great thing going.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You just kind of have to compliment the significant other.
Because you know it's not serious. The only reason you are allowed a free pass is because nobody ever thinks in a million years it's possible.
Kelly, mine are serious.
Except in my case with Britney Spears, which it came very close. You know, with my ex. Yeah.
You said go ahead.
I said go for it.
Do it.
I want details.
I don't think I'd be allowed to.
So who's on your list, Jenna? Or at least some of them.
Oh, let me pull it up. I got a lot.
She has like a
I
long told list.
You.
She has like 10.
I told you. We got, yeah, I said Tom Hardy, Ryan Gosling, Seth Rogen, and Zach Galifianakis together. Yeah. I don't know if that's like full free pass
that counts
just a
as
hangout
one.
Session.
Sure.
Yeah, I said Brody Jenner and Adam Levine, but only if neither of them talk because they're hot. I don't like their personalities. Margot Robbie, Lil Wayne.
Lonely. Al,
that's
who's
all
on,
I can remember.
Who's on your free pass, Al?
Oh, just J-Lo. I don't think, that Hannah Simone girl that I know none of you guys probably know.
Girl next door?
The new girl, yeah. She's not the main chick, but she's like the next chick, best friend. J-Lo, I got a short list.
Don Cheadle.
Halle Berry, if she can leave the Cray out.
She can't.
Don Cheadle. No Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
That was just
Blake Shelton.
One dream. No, we have a bromance.
If that was your only option?
No, it's just a bromance. No.
If you were in prison at the time?
Yeah, would you? Don Cheadle?
No, it's just a bromance.
No, if that was the only way he would have a beer at your bar.
No.
Everyone tweet Blake Shelton that he is Big Al's free pass.
No.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.